Hi there, it's Christy. I hope you're well. Canadian True Crime is about to publish episode 200, and we've got something special coming up for it, which I'll tell you about in a moment. But first, I just want to say thank you. I started this podcast in 2017 as a late-night creative project. I wanted to teach myself how to make a podcast episode and research and write a crime story with care, nuance, and accuracy. I had no plans or expectations. I had no idea whether I'd make it past episode one. I didn't even know if anyone would listen, but you did. 9 years, 75 million downloads, and almost 200 episodes later, here we are, and it still feels surreal. You've shown up consistently, listened to complex stories from across the country, spread the word, left ratings and reviews, sent thoughtful messages that I don't get time to reply to. I'm so sorry. And you've offered insights that have genuinely shaped the trajectory of this podcast. Canadian True Crime exists because you keep listening, and I don't take that lightly. You've also been incredibly patient with me. I tend to throw myself fully into each case, often going deeper than I expected, sometimes choosing another long series that I think is important when I should probably take a break. The true crime space is crowded with content, and there's a pressure to keep up with a consistent flow of new episodes, and also a temptation to save time by cutting corners. But for me, this is still my independent passion project, and I'm proud of that. I want to thank you so much for sticking with me. I've also learned that sustainability matters. Last year in particular was challenging for me for many reasons, and it pushed me to think more intentionally about balance and boundaries and how to keep this thing going for the long haul while also showing up fully in my life outside the podcast. But that can wait till next month. Starting January 19th, Canadian True Crime starts releasing a special new series to mark episode 200. I've been thinking a lot about the very early cases that shaped this podcast, how much has changed since then, and what I would do differently now. I started this as an amateur, but over time, it's kind of reshaped my understanding of crime, justice, and Canadian history, and it's also sharpened my sense of responsibility about telling stories that involve real people and real harm. It can open minds, challenge harmful narratives, and deepen our understanding of justice and the systems around it. And there's one case in particular that has seen major developments in recent years. It's one of the most notorious cases in Canadian history, and it centres on Robert Picton, the pig farmer from British Columbia. In 2024, Picton became eligible for parole, age 74. A few months later, he was murdered in prison in an act of vigilante justice. For many people, that felt like the end of the story. But for the families of the women who were killed, including the more than 98 children left without their mothers, it didn't feel like closure at all. And not just because Picton was charged with murdering 27 women, but prosecuted for only 6. And not just because he confessed to killing 49 women. It's also because during deliberations, the jury asked a crucial question. Could they convict Robert Picton if they believed others were involved? The court said yes, and Picton was found guilty of second-degree murder in 6 cases. Yet the DNA or remains of 33 missing women were found on the farm owned by Robert and his brother. Since that trial, unresolved evidence and ongoing legal actions have continued to raise questions about who else may have played a role, questions that still matter deeply to the families. It suggests that the version of this story most people think they know might not actually be the whole story. So this series revisits the case with that reality in mind. It moves past the familiar caricature of a lone monster and centres the women who disappeared, restoring their humanity through the personal stories of those who loved them. It's a 4-part series, just like before, but it's a very different one. I've gone back to the beginning, re-researching and rewriting the entire thing with fresh context, clearer priorities, a sharper focus on what really matters, and the most up-to-date information available. It's called Robert Picton, The Final Chapter, because his final chapter might have ended, but the story did not. Part 1, Episode 200, is available January 19. I hope you'll listen. Proceeds are being donated to the Wish Drop-In Centre, supporting sex workers on Vancouver's downtown east side since 1984. I'm humbled to reach this milestone. Thank you for being here for it. Just quickly, if you haven't signed the petition supporting the Johnson-Bentley families re the Wells Gray Park murders, it's closing soon. You'll find the link in the show notes. And if you've made it to the end of this, I'm going to be on CTV's The Social on Friday, January 23. I do not consider myself fit for TV, so it's going to be very interesting. It'll also be available on YouTube after that. I'll let you know how it went. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening.